Hello, this is Jake.
Hi there, this is James from Local Slash. How are you doing today?
How's it going? Good, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you for asking. This may be recorded for quality assurance. We're just reaching out to you here. I heard you have some questions for your call tracking phone number.
Yeah, I was just kind of curious. You guys kept calling me, and I tried calling back. I was just making sure that wasn't, like, customers or something. I didn't know what was going on, so.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yep, I was. I called twice so far just to explain how it
happened.
Okay. So your call tracking number is the number that will show up on Google, Facebook, and your website. And whenever a customer calls your call tracking phone number, it'll show up on your phone as if your call tracking number is calling you. So we just recommend
cool.
that you save that number in your contacts.
Yeah, I did already.
Yeah, that way you know right away whenever a customer call is coming in.
Yep, awesome. I already saved that, so I got it. I got that ready to go.
Yep, definitely. And then at the end of every call, you'll get a text message with the customer's actual number. That way you always have it on hand.
Okay, awesome.
All
so
right.
It just automatically texts it to me at the end?
Correct. Yep. So whenever somebody, calls and,
Yeah, exactly. Then I can message them and then it'll go to a new message, right?
Correct. Yep.
Okay.
Alrighty.
And how much longer, do you know how long it's going to be before the website's up or no?
Let me see now if the website is up. Yep.
I was looking.
Google.com. Yep. It is up now. I do see that.
Okay, so it'll start. I thought it was going to go into, like, the business section, you know what I mean?
Let me see. Yeah, I could send you this in a text message here. And then the website, you can either send us changes by email, text, or call, or you can actually change some things yourself on the client dashboard. There's a website editor where you're able to make some changes and such to it.
Yeah, it looks pretty good. I mean, yeah, you could, I don't know if it matters, but you could put on there, you know, that my dad owned a business or something, and I don't really know who I talk to change the website or whatever. Who do I talk to with that?
Oh, yeah, so any of us can assist,
just something along the lines that, you know, father ran the business for 30 years and retired, or I don't know if that makes it sound any better. I don't think it matters, really, honestly. You know, one.
Yeah.
But I didn't know if that would make it sound a little better or what.
So there is, like, an About Us section where it says introducing Huell's Decking, transform your outdoor living areas with Huell's Decking, over 12 years on hand experience.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
Yeah, so there is that. We could probably add something there.
That's perfect. Yeah, that's perfect, so.
Okay, yep, definitely. At any point, if you want to, you know, make any changes, there is that website editor, or you can just let us know the changes, and then we can do it for you.
Awesome, that's so cool. So then, so what about it going into the business section? I thought they said that it was going to be, like, listed in my area, you know what I mean? That's what I paid for, I thought.
Oh, so for Google, it looks like we have, we just finished setting that up. Let me see what the verification options are.
Okay.
Yep, so we got that all set up, and there are a few different types of verification options. There's the phone verification, which is the easiest. However, the call tracking number, this one doesn't seem to be receiving that code.
Okay.
Complete that. The other option would be the video verification. So this is showing a video of your tools and equipment, your work documents, and then your work vehicle. So that's the other option that's available. Usually the phone, the code would just come into the call tracking number, but I don't see that it's being received on our end. I've noticed that on quite a few other accounts as well.
What exactly do I have to do then? I just need to take a video of my tools, or you can't send it to my phone, or what's up?
Oh, yes. Yeah, so I'll send you out an email here with the instructions for that. So there's a link directly to it, and then I'll add you as
okay.
a manager to the business. That way you can access it. So the first step is just going to your Gmail and then accepting the invite. That way you can see it. And then the video that says start Google video verification. that email will have the instructions on, you know, what's needed. So there, yeah, you just go, once you accept the invite, you go to business.google.com, and then it'll say get verified, and then you'll just want to choose the video verification option, and it'll pull up your camera, to record, you know, everything to upload into Google servers. So it can't use like a pre-recorded one. It has to be done by clicking the get verified button, and then it'll open up your camera.
Says become a manager of Fuels Decking.
Correct. Yeah.
So I want to accept that.
Yep. So that's the first one.
Enter the code received on your phone and get your business on Google.
Yeah. So if you click enter code, we'll just change the option. So it'll say enter the 6-digit code and then resend code. But if you click on change option, it'll then ask for an address.
So I can't resend the code?
So it keeps going to the call tracking number, but this call tracking number doesn't want to receive that code.
Okay.
We could try, let me try one more time here and see if we can, like, trigger the code, like, for it to just call you. But, I think Google's just not wanting to cooperate with some of the carriers with it.
Should I try to resend it or no?
Let me change a setting here real fast for it, and then we can see if you get the call. Because there's a text option and a call option, but the text one, I wasn't seeing anything arriving on our back systems.
Okay.
Yep, so I'll just change one setting. I'll revert it back here after, but basically I'm just going to turn off the menu options. Otherwise, you know, it would just get stuck there. So whenever somebody calls, it'll say thank you for calling Hewell's Decking. Please press 1 if you're a new client, or press 2 if you're an existing client. And that's to get rid of those robocalls. They basically block.
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so I'll temporarily just disable this. That way we can see if that code will arrive by, voice.
And then that's how I get it listed on the business section?
Correct. Yep, that's how it'll become live for customers to see. So dial receiving numbers, and then I'll enter in your number. And then you can let me know if you get the call or not. So I'll trigger it, and then we can see if it comes through. Alrighty, so yep, it said a voice call is made to the call tracking number. Let me know if anything's coming on your end. It should just take a moment.
Yeah, okay, nothing yet.
Yeah, I've noticed recently some of the call tracking numbers are getting the codes and then others aren't. They never had a problem in the past, but I think it may have to do with one of the carriers that you know, we get the call tracking numbers from. These are allowed on Google, and, you know, Google does like call tracking numbers. It's just for verification, it doesn't seem to be working for these last few days for it.
Huh. That's weird.
Yeah, I'll try it once more. Because it says we can request a new one like every 60 seconds, so I'll try it one more time and see if it comes through. And nothing yet coming in on your phone?
No, nothing.
Gotcha. Yes, I guess Google isn't wanting to do this, so I'll just turn it back to the menu options. That way, it, you know, blocks those robocalls. So yeah, you'll just want to click on the change options button.
Okay,
and then
let me go back to that.
Yeah.
So I want to go to change options.
Yep, correct. Change options. And then it should ask
my mailing address?
Yep, so this will just be used for the, like, their back office. So if the address is hidden, it, you know, and it's just the service area, it won't be shown. This is just for
your
own
documentation. It says phone code sent, email code, business video. Should I try an email code?
So the email code, it has to be at a domain email. So it wouldn't work with a Gmail. It has to be at like
coolchecking.com.
Yeah. So that one's a bit more particular.
You. Okay. So business video.
Correct. Yep. Business video. And then it'll, show the requirements. The main thing that you just want to show, during this is, if you have branding on your vehicle, then, you'd want to show the branding.
I don't have any of that, but I got a garage full of the best Milwaukee tools money can buy, so I'll take a video of that and put it on there.
Definitely, yep. So if your vehicle doesn't have any branding, then they'll just want to see the license plate on the back of it. So you just show, your license plate, then your tools and equipment, and then any documents you have, so this could be like a business registration, business license.
Yeah, I got like my tax license and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, any of those would be accepted. So the minimum length is 30 seconds, but we just recommend trying to keep it under 2 to 3 minutes. Google may reject it or not, upload it if the quality is too high. So we just try to recommend to keep it as quick as possible, but above 30 seconds.
All right, no problem.
All righty, that's everything. Any other questions?
Nope, I don't think so.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time and have a great day.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it, sir.